Blog Talk Radio.
Go! This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast Patreon Bonus Edition.
No,
the
no,
Livecast
it's not.
Crew opens the meme.
No, it's not.
Evening Sid. That should be your name today.
Go! This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Today is the first legal 420 of Rob's lifetime. And boy, did he make it count. Let's just say Rob celebrated so hard that our boy 3D is gonna end up doing more hard time than John Schaefer. Here's the show. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
Can't even get arrested for it anymore. How does that even work?
They changed the laws just to fuck with Darren some more.
Okay. It's a law that only applies to Darren. It's custom.
Well, welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. It is April 20th, 2021.
Rob, and, you don't seem so, like, excited. This is a momentous day for you. You're like...
It's not. It's no different than any other day. I say this on every 420. I don't get the hype about, like, every day to me is 420. I don't need a holiday to get
you
high.
You want to celebrate the thing that you love a lot? Not into that?
But I've gotten high plenty today, but, like, how is it different than what I did yesterday? You know what I mean? There's no...
Like, more of, like, a celebration, though, like, for the positive effects of weed.
Yeah, you put your bong in some lingerie, do something special. Like
yeah, I celebrate every day. I celebrate the positive effects.
Bake your weed into a birthday cake.
Yeah. I like that.
The birthday of weed.
Expensive. Rob, you get a menorah with a joint in each, like where each candle would be. And then just
There's a problem with that, Sid. It's a good idea, but the Jews have a different calendar, so 420 is like in June or something.
Well, then you get 5/420.
It's Adar 20 in Israel. Rob, by the way, when you lean certain ways, you look like you're Homer Simpsoning back into that weed bush.
Yeah. Excellent. That is my intent. And you can give us a call, be a part of the show. 213-WIDE-NUT is the number. That's 213-943-3688.
Hey, Darren, did you know that Weed Bush was also Rob's nickname in high school?
No, that's not true. That's not true. I was not a weed person in high school.
It was the name of a band that he liked a lot, Weed Bush.
Oh, yeah.
It was just Bush, but he just smoked weed while listening to them.
Anything to
I
make
did not start
better.
Till college, as has been documented on previous episodes of the show. My first... moment with weed was after a K-Rock dysfunctional family picnic. Like a rock radio festival. Just everyone was smoking weed. And I was like, hey, all these people like the same music I do. Maybe I'll like
So wait,
weed.
They were strangers?
The strangers weren't lining me up. Just strangers around me were smoking. And I was like, oh, I want to try it too. Because also my friend who I went with, who was a very close friend, had begun smoking himself actively. And initially my reaction was like, you know, like the common uneducated late 90s, early aughts. I guess this was early aughts. This was like 2001. Reaction of like, oh, he's basically doing heroin, but then when I tried it, I was like, oh man, this is amazing. What else have they been lying to me about this whole time?
Everything.
And then I tried heroin.
You know, well.
That same night. No. I waited a few weeks.
That was when Scott Weiland died, right? You were there.
I thought he died of cocaine. And Scott Weiland died not too long ago. He died recently. Like, close.
That day also.
Oh, no, we should. But I will do a bong rip. Just
here
know.
We go. Live up to
unlike, unlike any other episode we've done of the show.
We'll do a 21 bong rip 490. It doesn't matter.
By the way, you know, if you want to hang out with us, you can't listen live. You want to talk to us. You want to interact with us. We have a Discord channel. I don't mention this enough on the air. We have a Discord. You can get the link on any episode page. Go to metalinjection.net/livecast. On any episode page, there's a link to the Discord. It's a live 24/7 chat with us and Metal Injection Livecast stars. And it's fun.
It's delightful. There's like 15,000 different channels of things you can talk about.
There's even an anime channel that Sid and I never even goes into whatsoever.
Me and Darren mostly stay in the Robin Nudes channel. We just exchange nudes of Robin.
Wait, am I not invited into that room?
No. You need special access.
You're banned.
Yeah. Hit me up later. I'll see about letting you in.
So I want to ask you guys, should I smoke my Platinum Jack Herrera? Or my Blue Dream, both sativas.
We get to pick. Is this like an online poll or something?
Yeah, or should I smoke a Blue Gelato, which is more of an indica?
I think you should get real gelato and smoke that.
Yeah.
I don't have any real gelato. I have to leave the house.
That's fine. We could do the show without you.
420, it's your day, even though you won't own it. It's your day.
What happens if you mix the three?
Yeah, or like smoke for every, I don't know, every burst of laughter we have. That's one.
Dude, I don't know if I could be able to keep up with that.
I think
you should.
Do
you ever
mix
your weeds?
Yeah.
So do that. What happens if you mix an indica and a sativa?
You just get high.
They cancel out.
He blows
nothing
up.
Happens.
His brain internally combusts.
As you.
There are hybrids that are equally indica and sativa, so it's not. You haven't invented anything crazy.
I was just asking a question, man.
And I hope the fellow Metal Injection Livecast stars have a good 420, as good as any other day, because every day should be 420. That's my motto. It's very weird to get too excited about this. I was more excited about Dogecoin. Nothing happened.
Isn't it Doge?
That's what I thought, too.
Doge.
I don't like that Doge as much. Those are all better than Doge.
Maybe it's Dogecoin. No, I think it's Doge.
I mean, it's hard to say Dogecoin, but I mean, it's a Doge, isn't it? I mean,
it is Doge.
It's a little Doge face on the coin. Dogecoin.
But I believe it's a Dogecoin. That's how I've seen it pronounced.
I think you're thinking of Doja Cat. The pop singer.
Oh, yeah.
Hip-hop artist.
It's like a GIF debate.
Yeah.
Yeah, GIF is wrong.
Yeah. I got shamed for that the other day.
What?
On the show.
I backed you up.
Thank you.
Wait, how do you say it?
I
think I backed you.
I said GIF.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I didn't. I apologize.
I say GIF.
Yeah, you say it the right way, Noah.
I just said it the way that I heard that the person who invented the file format wants it said.
That is true. That's a fact.
He can go fuck himself as far as I'm concerned.
He doesn't get to
quote me on that.
Yeah, Rob is the ultimate authority in internet stuff, Sid.
Also,
that's true.
Isn't what the word the G stands for like GIF?
Graphic.
It's graphic.
Yeah, it's a graphic. Yes, graphic interface format. So it should be GIF. GIF.
I just think it just looks like GIF.
Like if you put a T at the end of it, it's GIF. It's not GIFT.
But I just think whatever the most people say is what it should be. And that's it.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's not the end of the world. But if you're facing the end of the if you're facing the end of the world, don't worry. There's plenty of live casts for you, including bonus episodes on our Patreon. I sound like the movie film guy.
Nobody remembers what that is.
Oh.
Is that still a thing? Does movie film still exist?
Oh, man.
Really having a hard time understanding you.
It does exist on the internet for, like, movie show times.
But you can't, call and hear the voice.
That same man does it?
No, it's just a website. It's just like Fandango. I think Fandango bought the name and just reskins it.
Mm. If they don't have the man, it doesn't count. My favorite bit from The Simpsons was when Bart's being, about to be killed, and he calls the Springfield Police Department. It's that guy. Like, you have reached the Springfield Police Department. You know the name of the crime being committed. Press 1. And he just presses a bunch of buttons. And you have selected regicide.
Ooh, I remember that. Wonderful. But I do want to mention our Patreon. We have bonus episodes. We do 2 a month. And in addition to the bonus episodes, you also get video versions of our weekly episodes. So you can actually watch me take bong rips every week.
You know, what we do give away for free is Rob telling you what's on the Patreon while choking on weed smoke.
And we have 2 great episodes this month. The first episode, we do a watch-along of the Lemmy documentary, long requested, and it was a very educational experience for us all. And then the mid-month one, what was the mid-month one?
I'm
blanking. The Road movie, yes. We watched this very weird Russian dash cam footage and giggled in horror and delight.
Yes.
I had a really difficult time getting into the car after that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It took a while.
Live in a place where there might be, like, fires or coyotes or bears.
Have you seen any coyotes yet, Noah? Noah relocated to Arizona.
But she was in the city, then, which is Roma.
I've seen coyotes.
Like, but you go hiking and stuff, right?
No, here in the neighborhood. I've had 3 coyote sightings.
God damn.
But they don't do it. They just mind their own business.
Do they? They're not trying to, like, bite you?
I've never come face-to-face with a coyote. I've seen them, like, in the distance.
Mm.
But one day I was going for a walk, and I noticed one, like, down the road, so I just did not walk towards it.
They're not, like, dangerous animals. I mean, if they attack you, so you go to, like, startle them, they'll probably bite you. But I don't
also,
think they're looking to hurt you, are they?
Exactly, and they're so small. I think I always mixed up coyotes and wolves. Like, wolves are the big dogs, but coyotes are small. They're, like, a little bigger than Babka. They're not that big.
Maybe you just saw a bunch of small ones.
Did you guys see the video this week of the guy fending off the bobcat that attacked his wife?
Babka attacked his wife? Wow, don't tell the authorities. They might put it down. It's not cool.
Pretty fun video.
I saw the video and then I had to close the page because I don't like seeing animals being thrown around. But do you know what the story is behind that?
There's just a bobcat in the neighborhood that lunged at the guy's wife. And then the guy picked it up and chucked it and then chased it with his gun.
Jeez.
So fucking
now,
weird.
I think to protect yourself from coyotes, you should learn the fine martial art of Mormondo.
Yes.
That's a Patreon joke. Aaron.
No, it's not.
Oh,
we did
that was
on
last week's episode.
Yeah, it was
last
week's episode. Oh, okay.
It's going to get to Patreon eventually.
Yeah.
It'll be in our Hall of Fame in like 5 years.
Yeah. For sure.
When we each take a class, do a demonstration on Patreon of our Mormondo skills.
You would never.
That it says virtual academy. That means.
Oh, yeah. All I have to do is like go on YouTube. I don't even have to leave the house.
I have to move.
You would take a Zoom class. Like a martial arts Zoom class, you would be open to that, Sid?
For comedy, for Mormondo. If I didn't have to have my camera on, if I could just view it, like I'll audit the class.
Yeah, but the instructor has to see your movements.
I'm not sure Mormondo is that rigorous.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
I'm just glad people showed up.
It's true.
Well, you know who else showed up to court? John Schaefer.
Oh, boy.
Got a little update here. Pretty interesting update last week. It was pretty wild seeing John Schaefer's face all over mainstream media because he was the first person of all the 400 arrested to go to trial. And the reason he went to trial is because he agreed to plead guilty to 2 of the counts. Of the, because I don't know if you guys heard, but he was there on the front lines of the Capitol.
I mean, metalinjection.net reported that. I don't know if I believe it. Could be Photoshop.
I've heard because Rob is obsessed. You are obsessed with him. This is like the most you've been obsessed with Iced Earth.
Well, this is the first good reason.
Yeah, exactly. This is the most interesting thing John Schaefer has said in years.
I mean, I was pretty interested when I thought it was like an earth covered in icing. But then once I found out that's not what they meant, my interest was gone until a couple of weeks ago.
So, okay. So the two charges are obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress and trespassing on restricted grounds of the Capitol while armed with a deadly or dangerous weapon. So it looks like the defense and the prosecution agreed that even though these two charges have a maximum of 30 years, he's going to be serving between 3.5 and 4.5 years. And he's getting witness protection, which tells me he is going to be snitching hard if they need to give him some witness protection. So Schaefer will be allowed to be released during sentencing on the following conditions. He must submit to court supervision in Indiana. He must surrender his passport and international travel documents. He must stay out of Washington, D.C. outside of court hearings. He will be permitted to travel within the U.S. with notice to pretrial services. He cannot possess firearms, explosive devices, even legally, and he has to turn over all of his firearms. He loses his right to have firearms. According to the plea agreement...
For trespassing.
Schaefer...
Well, it's not just regular trespassing. It's not like he just walked into a...
Yeah, he didn't just walk into somebody's house.
Yes, he walked into the Capitol where all of our sacred politicians are. Oh.
All right. Go on, Rob.
So according to the plea agreement, Schaefer admitted to being among the first individuals to push past the damaged doors and into the Capitol building, forcing officers to retreat. Schaefer and others advanced towards 5 or 6 backpedaling USCP officers, while members of the mob swelled inside of the Capitol and overwhelmed the officers. The officers ultimately deployed a chemical irritant to disperse the mob. Schaefer was among the people who were sprayed in the face, after which exited while holding his own bear spray in his hands.
So are they saying that the bear can was the lethal weapon that he was carrying?
Yeah.
But you just read that he was sprayed in the face by gas from the police officers?
Both correct. But he was being sprayed after breaking into the building, where he was trespassing.
I have to say, this would have gone a lot better if he had just trained in more Mondo rather than using weapons. I'm sorry to keep bringing it up, but it's such an effective tool. You use your hands, hand to hand.
Cops? The cops were trained in more Mondo? Or
well,
John Schaefer?
They could have. Maybe that's why they all didn't stop anybody.
Yeah.
Well, so in the agreement that Schaefer signed, he said that he is one of the founding members of Oath Keepers. He signed something that said that he is one of the founding members of the group.
Wait, he signed, they shoved something under his nose and he signed it is what happened, right? Like he didn't.
Wait, and of the whole thing or of just like the Indiana chapter?
It didn't.
And also, didn't the Indiana chapter say he wasn't even a member?
Yeah, well, see, that's the confusing thing here, because they're denying he was a member, but he's telling the government under oath that he is in fact a founding member. I'm trying to find the here we go. A report from the Washington Post notes that in Schaefer's plea agreement, he admitted to being a founding lifetime member of Oath Keepers. But and note that Schaefer is the first defendant to potentially flip in the sprawling domestic terrorism investigation that has led to charges against more than 400 people.
So is this the end of his music career? If he's in witness protection, he can't like be a touring musician, right?
He can't tour, I assume.
Like John Schaefer ceases to be, right?
I mean, I don't know.
Tim Lambesis got out of jail and he still has a career.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not saying because people won't want to go see him. No, that's not my point. My point is he's in witness protection, then his identity is gone. He can't be publicly John Schaefer anymore.
And with what is the purpose of him being in witness protection? If who are they afraid of attacking him?
I assume
the keepers that he lied about.
The people that he's going to be testifying against.
But if he's not really in the Oath Keepers, like, why would they be mad at him? He's doing cover for them.
He's the founder.
Who's to say that he's not?
And also, why
wearing the hat?
I don't understand what that has to do with what's like. Is he going to be ratting out people who stormed the Capitol, or is he going to be providing information that's not related to any of this?
I assume it's going to be related to this, but it hasn't been made clear. But he, from what I, what I've seen is like, this is not like the beginning of their negotiations. This is like far along into the negotiation. Like they've already, before this went to trial, they agreed to like all the aspects, and like he had to have already kind of given them information. And then when he gave it to them, they had to verify that it is in fact true before they would be willing to to be lenient on him. So clearly he has
trial. This went to trial.
No, cause he pled.
No. Yeah. It just, it didn't go to trial yet. Yeah. It was just the plea. It was just the beginning of the trial, but for them to agree to only charge him with the two counts means that there's some negotiation going on already before it even got to the plea trial or whatever it's called.
Plea deal. So,
the plea deal, yeah.
The plea is the negotiation.
So it's
have you ever dealt, like had a situation with a lawyer with something that could go to trial?
No.
Because
no.
I guess I'm thinking of when a speaker fell on my head at the Knitting Factory. And I was like, well, I want to sue them. Like, I have pain and all of that. And my lawyer's like, do you know how expensive it is to go to trial? You should just accept whatever they give you.
How much?
But the expense is paying the lawyer to deal with all the filings and whatever for you.
And
for the government.
Witnesses, doctors, all that stuff. He was like, I don't advise taking this to trial because it's going to cost a lot more than you're going to get.
How much did you get?
Like $6,000.
But I don't understand how that relates to this though. Like what point are you trying to make in relation to this?
I'm saying, well, the point that I'm trying to make is that if it didn't go to trial or anything, there could be something behind the scenes that you don't know about.
No, but it is going to go to trial. I mean, they're not. Huh?
He's not going to go.
If he pled, that means it's not going to trial.
Okay. Sorry. I'm getting confused. Right. Yeah, well, it's because exactly something went on behind the scenes, and he already gave them all the information they need. He's going to get the equivalent of, I guess, slap on the wrist here. He still has to be sentenced.
Well, I'm assuming if he pled and they're giving him witness protection, then it's just going to be time served and away you go, right?
Well, no, in the report, it said that they agreed that he would be serving 3.5 to 4.5 years of the 30-year sentence.
All right.
30-year sentence does seem excessive, I gotta say.
For trespassing.
Well, 30 years is the maximum. It's not that it's...
It's not like they just are making these laws up as they go. This has been on the books. It's not
I
like
understand.
He couldn't have...
I'm saying it's just... It's crazy. Like, I don't...
Well, what would be... Let me ask you guys. What would be a fair punishment for this?
I don't know. Something under 30 years? I mean, like, the stupid
well,
thing
so
to
it's
do.
Well, so is 5 years
a
fair punishment?
Yeah, sure. 5 years seems
I mean, that's what he's getting.
I mean,
okay,
you're trying to deter people from wanting to overthrow the government, basically. So he should be grateful that it's not treason and punishable by death.
I think that's overstating the case a little bit. I don't know.
Why?
Because I don't think a bunch of fucking Buffalo Wild Wings managers and Crocs were in any way capable of overthrowing the government. I think
that
they
doesn't
might
mean
want...
they should be allowed to try.
No, I don't. I don't think
you gotta
they
make
should.
It a hard, really harsh penalty.
I just don't. I just don't think there was any like real like significant threat there. I think
that doesn't matter. That's besides the point.
But I didn't say they shouldn't be punished at all. I'm saying like 30 years.
Well, maybe I will say there isn't a significant threat from Schaefer, clearly, if they're letting him do all this. And there clearly are people that they think there was a significant threat from who were more organized, had more serious weapons.
Okay, so based on
as they want him to rat on them.
The sentence should vary based on.
Well, yeah, he's not getting 30.
He's not getting.
But only because he pled it down. He was liable for 30 years in the beginning.
Well, actually, no, he was actually liable for more because there was 6 charges and he only got charged on 2 things.
What were the other charges?
Okay, so they are
writing
knowingly,
shitty songs.
Oh, that's 30 years more.
Knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful entry. disrupting the orderly conduct of government business, knowingly engaging in an act of physical violence against any person, property in any residential building or grounds.
So it's a crime to disrupt orderly government conduct of business. Is that what you said? So like if people are protesting and stuff like that, like
they get arrested quite often.
Yeah.
Did you not see when people in wheelchairs were protesting when the Republicans in Congress were trying to knock down the Affordable Care Act? They got dragged out by the cops and arrested.
Yeah, they were like, this woman got pulled out of her wheelchair and arrested. This is like totally typical for what goes on there.
For 30 years?
No,
that weren't a 30-year sentence?
That's a little different, though.
No. You're misinterpreting the 30-year thing. Each of these crimes has a maximum sentence. So the absolute worst he could have gotten was 30 years. It's not a definitive 30-year sentence. It's just the worst he could possibly get.
That's what they hold over your head to get you to plead down.
Right, exactly. But it doesn't necessarily – it's ultimately up to the judge. So the other knowingly engaging in an act of physical violence against any person or property in any restricted buildings or ground – it's crazy that you – any person or property, like engaging in violence against person
against
or property.
Against the window.
Property is the really important thing.
Yeah, that's what's kind of funny to me. Yeah. And then violent entry and disorderly conduct in a Capitol building, engaging in an act of physical violence in a Capitol building, and parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. Those are all the charges. Mm-hmm. But he only got charged on two things. But anyway, it's interesting that
they dropped the violent charges, especially if they have proof.
Not the one about holding the bear spray. That's still up, right? Isn't that one of the two that he pled to, Rob?
Yeah, but not using it, that he had bear spray and that he trusted.
Well, interestingly, the order never said that he actually used the bear spray. I will say that because I think in previous episodes we've had debate about that. But I read the order and he did not actually. He had it in his hand as they were being dispersed, which I believe the intent to use it is where the issue is, but you know the law.
Well, I think it's also illegal to possess that, right? Like that's like
I don't think so. You can get it at Home Depot.
No, it's not pepper spray though. It's like military grade shit. It's like not above that, I think. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's not military. It's bear spray. It's spray to like.
I thought they just call it bear spray. It's like because it can take a bear down. Is it like literal bear spray?
I was under the assumption you could just like go to Home Depot and get it.
I thought it was above pepper spray and it's like hard to get and you can't just walk around with it. But I couldn't.
Well, clearly we're definitely the legal experts to be discussing with. but it's interesting. It was an interesting development and it's just very crazy to see John Schaefer's picture come up on. Like, I mean, I feel like I guess I should be used to it by now. It's been since January, but it was a big story. And then it was pretty funny to see Dee Snider call him a snitch and a rat.
He's not wrong.
And Dee Snider said, quote, "This piece of shit is an embarrassment to the metal community. First, he shames us with his terrorist actions in D.C., and then he becomes a rat to his own people for a lighter sentence. Man the fuck up. Own your shit. If you do the crime, do the time." Although, I have to say, if I was John Schaefer, I mean, first of all, I would not be at the Capitol building.
Yeah.
Let's say I was put into John Schaefer's body after January 6th.
Quantum leap.
Yeah. Because many of the choices John Schaefer has made in his life, I wouldn't make. But then after January 6th, if I'm John Schaefer, I'm taking this plea deal. But the thing is, the persona, the character that John Schaefer created, the wrestling persona leading up to this, seems contradictory to then working with the government and taking a plea deal when you don't trust the government. And if he believed that the government was falsely trying to be overthrown or whatever he said, why would he be working with them?
Because he's cosplaying. He didn't believe any of this shit. He's like a weekend warrior. He talks a lot of shit online. Like that's like you just said, it's his persona. He doesn't believe any of this shit, or not.
Well, as we see.
I mean, not deeply. He might believe it.
I think he believes it, but he just is more interested in not being in jail.
Yeah, he never perceived that any of this shit was going to happen. Like, he thought they would go and, like, you know, break a window and then, you know, I'm a white guy. They're not going to arrest me to do anything. And he's in such a bubble of being a famous rich white guy that he didn't think any of this shit was going to happen.
You think he's rich?
You know, he's richer than your average person.
He's comfortable. He's certainly not poor.
Not anymore.
That's a better word, Rob.
Maybe in Indiana,
yeah,
you know, because the cost of living is low there, but I wouldn't say a musician like him is rich.
That's a fair point. I shouldn't say he's rich. I do think he's privileged enough to think nothing's
going to
happen.
I don't think he has a day job. Like, this is his full-time job. Or was.
Yeah.
Now he
storming the Capitol is his full-time job.
Well, he had all this extracurricular time. Now, not so much. I'm very curious. I mean, I'm assuming there's probably going to be a gag order, but I really am curious about, like, his first interview and, like, what his explanation is, you know?
But if he's in witness,
like,
protection, again, is he allowed to give interviews?
He'll do it with the silhouette, like they always do. I used to do on the
well, I mean, you could still do the interview. They just can't know where you are. Well, like, why would
so.
Like,
I
he gets so. Like you were saying, to as your, why can't he still put out music? You know, he could still just record it all himself and then send it to a singer or whatever, or send it through the witness protection program to the singer to record the vocal.
So would it be released back, like, knowing that John Schaefer made this music, or would it just be anonymous?
No, that's the draw. That's the appeal.
All right.
Live from Witness Protection, it's John Schaefer.
If you work for Witness Protection, you're listening to this right now, you have a duty. You have a job to do. When he hands you that tape, fucking burn it. Just make sure it never leaves his isolation station and just get so there's no more ice earth ever.
Seriously. Or will they get a new singer? Are they just going to replace him?
He owns the rights to the band. He is Iced Earth.
Yeah, it's his band.
Oh, well.
But they do need – I mean, he'd need – it seems like the whole band basically quit, so.
So they'll just start a new band?
I think some of them already have – already, like, some of them were more so just, like, kind of session guys where he just tells them what to play and they just go on the road with them when – he needs to tour, but they have their own bands, so I think it's cool.
Thank goodness.
I'm on the main. In other right wing rocker news, Ted Nugent tested positive for COVID-19. Our condolences to COVID-19.
Are you sure, Rob? It seems very difficult for me to believe that he could get COVID-19.
Yeah, I think he would. The highest he would go is COVID-17. Anything beyond that is too high for him of a number.
It is one of my favorite genres.
It told me it was COVID-19. I swear.
I swear, officer.
I got permission from COVID's parents.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Right.
It's an old COVID-16. Very
COVID
mature.
45 and 44 told me it was fine.
But my favorite genre is these, like, COVID deniers who then get it and are just like, this is no joke.
Oh, is,
like,
he,
you
is
gotta,
he like that now?
He's not a COVID denier, though.
He absolutely is a COVID denier.
COVID denier meaning what? That COVID doesn't exist? Is there anyone who denies that COVID exists?
Let me.
Some people say it's just a flu. Is that
what
we're talking about?
Let me cue up some Ted Nugent COVID headlines. Give me 2 seconds.
Well, are they your headlines?
They are not my headlines. They're actually Blabbermouth's headlines because Blabbermouth loves covering Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent claims that masks are effective at combating COVID-19 spread is, quote, a lie. Ted Nugent once again denies benefit of wearing masks, questions efficiency of COVID vaccines. COVID-19 skeptic Ted Nugent wants to know why country wasn't shut down for 18 previous COVIDs. Ted Nugent tests positive for COVID-19. I thought I was dying. So,
what is he?
Has he said anything since? Like, has he come out with any statements of, like, mea culpa or anything like that?
He just said, he did a whole live stream. I don't want to play the video, but he basically said, everybody told me I shouldn't announce this. I've had flu symptoms for the last 10 days. I thought I was dying. Just a clusterfuck. I tested positive yesterday. I got the Chinese shit. Such an asshole. I got stuffed. I got a stuffed up head, body aches. My God, what a pain in the ass. I literally could hardly crawl out of bed the last 2 days. So I was officially tested positive for COVID today. I guess he doesn't deny that it's something that happened in China. I don't know.
Rob, I know you don't want to play the whole thing, but I did pull one clip, if that's all right with you.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my wife are very well trained in Momando.
All right, there you go.
Or that's with Momando.
He's fighting it.
If only Momando was more mainstream.
Yeah.
Probably could have beat COVID right off the bat.
It's true.
Be a man. Throw a set of balls. Don't go online.
That's Ted Nugent talking to Fauci.
I'd pay
for that.
And
then he asked Fauci if he had any grandkids.
Granddaughters, you mean?
Well, it's a modern era. Maybe he's pansexual now, Ted Nugent. He'll take any underage person.
He's old enough that his grandkids are too old for Ted Nugent.
It's probably, yeah, it's true.
Oh, although he's short, so maybe his granddaughters are like, you know, 4'11", and then Ted Nugent can pretend.
Oh.
Well, I hope his suffering is brief. I'll say that.
Why? I don't.
Then he dies.
No, I hope his suffering's long and then he dies.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Okay.
Well, Rob posted, I guess, like an Instagram video or something on the article of his.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like up and about.
Oh.
And saying that he's going to go tape his podcast.
That's
I don't think he's going to die anytime soon.
Yeah, I think he's going to sadly make it through.
Can't win them all. Only the good die young.
I mean, he's 72, so he might die soon anyway, just from being old.
It's true.
Probably going to die.
A lot.
Huh? But I've never known you to be such an optimist.
Yeah, how dare you, sir?
When it comes to people I don't like dying, I'm very optimistic. I try to be.
You're just a little off-brand, but I like it.
Yeah. It's how I celebrate 420.
It is high right now. That's what's going on.
It's the weed smoke from your background, which
is
Rob.
Right. The pictures of Rob with the bong.
30 Robs smoking 30 bongs behind you, if you're listening on audio.
I might just keep this as my permanent background. I really like it.
It's nice. It's artistic. It's like a Warhol.
It is. Rob, how do you feel?
30 bongs in 30 nights. I'm trying to think of like a good pun. No, 30 nights is not.
It's 4:30. Not 4:20.
What? I got it.
Rob's confused. He was promised not to have to do math.
I'm sorry, Rob. Grow a set of balls. Don't go online.
Rob is in a haze of emotions.
So now I see there's this Phil Collin of Def Leppard.
Oh, I knew that would get your attention.
Like, what? I was like, well, how did this even get here? Explains why he continues to rock the bare-chested look on stage. I'm glad he needed to explain it.
The Genesis guy?
No.
The Def Leppard guitarist.
Oh, the Def Leppard guy.
Do you think they ever, had a threesome with the lady just because their names are so similar and they're both British musicians? But they're just like, we might as well, right? Let's do this.
That's what Susudio was about. If you know that. You think they ever bring in the one-arm guy to be a fluffer?
Rick Allen, is that his name?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I feel like you could be more efficient if you have two arms. You could fluff two guys.
Yeah, but he's got an arm still. Like, give him something to do.
That one arm has the power of two arms, Rob. You've never experienced to fluff like
what
that.
What if he, you know, like how he has a kick that acts as a second hand or whatever. Like, he probably has a kick for a second fluffer arm.
Right.
Yeah.
But he also has a mouth.
So. But three, you know, four is a crowd. I mean, it's a threesome. Let's not get crazy.
Not as a fluffer, Sid.
So at 63 years old, Collin is a prime example of the no excuse rule when it comes to being active, fit, and healthy. I mean, he does look very fit and healthy. Like, he could easily outrun me, I'm sure.
I see.
What's that?
Show me the beefcake footage. Let's see this.
Oh, you want to do a screen share? Hold on.
If you're talking about a sexy 63-year-old, share with the class, big boy.
Shirtless 63-year-old.
There's no Iggy Pop, I'll say that.
Iggy
I don't
Pop
know,
feels
Sid. Just wait until you see the photo.
And I like Def Leppard. He's very damp.
I mean, it's alive. It's alive.
But when is this from? This also can't be like a current photo.
Right. He definitely has some quarantine weight.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
That
Whoa.
Does not look natural
That's
at all.
That's an Insta filter.
He has to be.
Like
I mean,
eight
look.
Pack.
He's got the steroid
always...
dealer that Tim Lambesis wishes he had.
He always has been in good shape, though, but I can absolutely see. I feel like if guys over 50 look like this, there's a 90% chance they're on TRT, which is testosterone replacement therapy.
Over 50, let alone over 60.
Yeah. But look, hey, if it works, it works.
So you think that there's no world where he could achieve this without the assistance of testosterone?
Yes.
Like I said, it's
It says he doesn't 90%. Weight in there.
I'm not saying there's no world. I'm saying it's possible he's doing this, but it is unlikely. That's what I would say. That is my unexpert opinion. But on the other hand, though, it's not like he hasn't looked like this for the last 25 years, though. It's
Has
probably
he had
very
an
easy to maintain.
That whole time?
Yeah, he's always been like very lean and with his abs out.
I suppose.
And also, to be clear, I don't think there's anything like when I say he's on testosterone, I don't think that's shameful. I think it's great. I'll take some testosterone.
Oh, that's a drop.
yum, yum,
from
yum.
Phil Collins.
I don't mean that. Yeah, like I don't mean that negatively. To be clear, I'm all for it. I'm for testosterone. I'm for steroids. Go ahead. Do it.
Yeah, but then the whole Tim Lambesis thing happens.
Yeah,
didn't he say that it was a byproduct of testosterone?
Well, he said that, but there's plenty of people on steroids and with testosterone that don't try to kill their wife.
Name them. Name one.
Most wrestlers?
Well, I can name
most wrestlers, I said.
We don't know that what most of them are doing. Do you have any data on it? Have a bar graph or something?
Maybe you just mean the ones that don't have wives to kill yet. They're still on the market looking for that little lady to choke out.
Mm.
One day.
Venn diagram of wrestlers who are on testosterone who want to kill and who don't want to kill?
Yeah. Well, I think they all want to kill something. It's just not all of them want to kill a wife.
They want to kill a husband.
Yeah, a kid.
They want equal rights. Why should we shame? Like,
sure.
You know.
Oh, it says he's also vegan. He's been vegan since 2011.
Yeah, and Sid said that he was very, like, clammy looking. That's why he takes his shirt off when he's on stage, because he's hot. Like, a very simple reason. But, you know, he wants to show off his biceps. His,
vegan. That's what it is. That's why he wants to kill his wife, because he's hungry. He's hangry.
Rice cakes. He's over it.
Fucking plants all day.
The thing – so, okay, I'll go back to the share screen now, because – now I'm on a Google image of this guy.
Oh, no.
Like,
wow-y.
I feel like this just, like, this doesn't look natural,
no.
You know?
I mean, his haircut.
It's like, for a 60, like, also, not only, like, I feel like with Iggy Pop, like, I wouldn't say Iggy Pop is on testosterone. And
no,
again,
he looks like a jacked 60-year-old. This guy looks like he's got a 60-year-old's head and, like, a 30-year-old's body.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
He has that disease of the kids that used to go on Phil Donahue that look like old men. That's what it looks like.
And like, yeah. See, like Iggy Pop,
like saggy and a little ripply.
He has some wrinkles.
Yeah.
It looks like it's
yeah.
To look
this is believable.
In shape at 60.
Yeah, I would never say Iggy Pop is on steroids.
No.
Because it looks natural. It looks believable.
He's
you
on everything
what?
Except steroids.
Yeah.
Iggy Pop's mistake is that he did not start moisturizing young.
that's a good point.
That's
probably
the
true.
Maintaining wrinkles.
More true.
Very leathery.
Yeah. What a
moisturizing is great. I discovered that shit late in life.
And oh, it's the best.
What brands do you use?
I use Neutrogena for my face and scalp. Nutrigena. I have an Aveeno nutrient thing that I use in the shower for the rest of my
life. I really like Aveeno. Aveeno is, they make quality products.
That's what I use for my punim.
Yeah, that
Noah?
Stuff, I can't use, I use higher end stuff.
Mm.
I use Obagi for my skincare. And for my body, I've been using Method. And I think it's Jason or something. Organic.
Jason Voorhees.
You just get a guy named Jason to...
yeah.
To get to
rub me down.
A foot pussy.
Jason!
You know, I hate to break it to you, Noah. It's just Neutrogena in a fancy bottle. It's made in the same plant.
Well, I try to look for stuff that doesn't have sodium lauryl sulfate. Because that stuff drives me out.
Oh.
They use it in household cleaners, and they put it in soap. So if you find your skin getting dry, it might be because of that. Too harsh.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Good tips.
Does it have any carmine in it?
Oh, you remember the thing? Oh, you didn't forget the carmine thing, huh?
Great.
That stuck. I bet you never ate a nerd after I told you that.
Yeah, I don't think I have. Not because of that, though. Just because, like, where am I that, like, a pack of nerds is available? Just not top of mind, like, to put on the shopping list. But I wouldn't turn it down if anybody wants to send me some nerds.
Nerds on a rope.
Sure. I'll take that, too.
Well, we talked about
I'm malfunctioning.
That bong rip really hit me hard. No, I found this in our link dump. This isn't exactly on the rundown, but since we're talking about health, since we're talking about lotions, Governor Cuomo has a preoccupation with the size of his large hands. Accuser Charlotte Bennett tells investigators. So
it's weird how they phrase that. Sex pest accuser Charlotte. It makes it sound like she's also a sex pest and is accusing him.
I mean, she might be. Imagine.
Yeah, hey, you're right.
Yeah,
sex pest on sex pest crime.
Right. Yeah. The structure is poor because they had to get Cuomo at the beginning of the sentence for the SEO. So they had to rearrange it weirdly. So she alleged that Cuomo propositioned her when she worked for him. And where's the hands thing? Let's see. And now, Noah, have you taken a look at Cuomo's hands? What do you think of these bad boys?
Too rapey for me.
Ah! It literally looks like someone said, Governor Cuomo, we have this woman Noah here, and she'll fuck you if you have nice hands. Can we see? And he's like eagerly displaying them for you.
Noah,
it really looks like that's
what happened. They're not cracky enough. Like, don't moisturize your hands if you want my attention.
Yeah, you'll provide the moisture for the hands.
I don't know. His thumb looks like a very small penis, though. Look how short.
Ew, you're right.
It does.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got a dick thumb.
We got to put that on the social media this week.
Now, here's another angle.
Save that picture.
He does. It's his left thumb. It looks like a dick.
Well, it really does still. I thought that may be an accident from that photo, but there's another angle, and it still looks like a dick. What if a gypsy, like he stepped on a gypsy's foot in the street, and she cursed
him?
Oh! With his dick thumb.
Oh, there's a, now he's a grower, not a shower with his dick thumb. Very nice.
No, you said too rapey. Does that mean, like, who the person attached to the hands is, or his hands look rapey?
Too rapey, meaning he's raped too many women with those hands.
Right, so the hand, that wasn't a statement on the hands. That was just, you wouldn't fuck him no matter what
his hands are
like.
Gross. They're not my type.
Gotcha.
Hmm. Are you more of a Chris Cuomo kind of gal?
Ew. Fredo? I don't like any of them.
Matilda? How about Matilda Cuomo? Rob, cue up a picture of Matilda Cuomo's hands.
Who's Matilda Cuomo?
That's his mama. That's Mama Cuomo.
Oh. Well, actually,
Dave Mustaine doesn't like a lasagna. I heard.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was looking for an Italian food reference.
How's her hand? Not bad. It's weird that there's actual results here.
Is there a wiki feed from Matilda Cuomo?
Ew.
There's a cameo. Cam girl.
Cuomio. Cuomio, Cuomio, wherefore art thou, Cuomio?
Do you think he'll go to jail?
No.
Not a chance. He should, but he won't.
Yeah. I mean, he should for all those old people who are killed in the nursing homes, but
that's a lot of other stuff.
Just to read the quote, one piece of new information that came to light today was that the governor's preoccupation with his hand size and with the large size of his hands indicated to Charlotte and other members of his staff. His apparent preoccupation echoes that of Donald Trump.
Just weird. Say. They miss Trump so much. It's amazing. He's gone, what, like 6 weeks? They can't stop mentioning him.
Well, this is a month-old article, so.
Oh, fair enough. Well, this,
maybe by now it's worn off.
I still see a lot, man.
But this also was a British newspaper post, right?
Yeah, but they used to do
Daily Mail
all the time.
Yeah, American media would never post such gossip.
You are high, Rob.
I am high. I'm very high. I don't know what the next
Thrasher or Trash.
Yeah,
we are supposed to do Thrasher or Trash.
Can you handle like all the links and sharing and stuff? That might be too much for Rob's brain right now.
Are you okay with that kind of sharing?
I think so. Let me get it going. So we're going to play Thrasher Trash It. Somebody explain the rules.
We play a song from a hopefully unsigned band. We each say what we think of it, and if we all like it, we just might give a prize to the person who sent it to us.
Yeah, we either thrash or trash. Hence the segment name.
Yes.
And there is a little stinger for it, if anybody has that available.
I do have it available.
Darren, you're muted.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
There are a few things that stand the test of time, but that stinger... it's stood the test of time.
It's still stinging.
Yeah.
We got a few submissions in our Discord. This is why it pays to be in the Discord. And
but it's free.
It's free. That's right.
I learned a few submissions in my Mormondo class this week.
Me and my wife are very well trained in Mormondo.
Mormondo.
Romando.
I gotta get that straight. Oh, there was a video. Are you sure this is independent?
Is the sound playing?
Yeah. Yes. Wait, freeze, stop. Okay. Is there a way to find out who suggested this band?
Jude.
And are they on
Jude suggested
Jude in the Discord.
Okay.
And they mentioned there's a 30-second about instrumental intro before the song actually continues. We're almost there.
Desert sun, dragon. bones to the side of the road. Counting in my head so loud it could explode. It could explode.
Okay, so what are we? I would say, I'll go first. I liked it. Not what I expected, but I'll give it a thrash.
I think you should turn the music off completely. It's hard to hear you.
I liked it. I give it
Did
a
we
thrash.
Say the name of the band and the song?
The band name Red is Fox. Red Vox, V-O-X, and the song is Reno. I give it a thrash, Jude.
Rob, you're too high.
No,
to
what did
host
you think?
This game.
Noah, what did you think?
About hosting duties. You smoke. Go ahead. Noah.
Me?
Okay.
Okay,
great. Go for it.
I like the intro. Did not bother me. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Something about it reminded me of Sky Valley, the Caius album.
I can see that.
And at first, like when the vocals kicked in, it seemed kind of abrupt, the style of vocals, but it worked really well with the music. And I think I would definitely enjoy listening to this as more of like an evening drive song. So I'm going to thrash it.
And Sid, how do you feel about Red Vox Reno?
It definitely sounded like post-grunge, like late 90s, early 2000s. Thing, and the music I didn't hate, but the vocals when they kicked in I did not like, and then the lyrics, and then the very self-important I'm gonna say a lyric and then I'm gonna repeat it again right away just so you really get the impact of my words thing, just like, I don't know, I couldn't take it seriously after that. So it's a 49% trash, or a 51% trash. Trash nonetheless. Sorry.
All right. When the vocals first kicked in, I had the same thought as you did. Like, this is a little bit pretentious. It's breathy. It sounds like he's into his own voice. We didn't really hear the whole song, but it kind of grew on me. Like, I thought the whole thing working together was kind of appealing. Like, it's sort of like Noah said, she'd put it on in the car. I could see this playing in the background, kind of like a dinner party or something, where no one's really paying attention to the music. But it's there, it's in the back of your mind, it's pleasant enough that you're not like totally engrossed in it, but you're not annoyed by it either. So it's like, probably not one of the things I'd put on, but significantly above 50% thrash. I like it.
Okay, 3 out of 4.
Good vibe. Not a good vibe.
And then let's see what else we got. So this one is from Jander. Let's see. Let me start it over. It's The Shroud, it's called. The band is called The Shroud. Sulfur, Salt, and Mercury is the song.
Now, can we play a game within the game before you play this?
Oh.
Let's figure out what type of music this is, just by looking at the album cover.
Looks pretty goth to me.
Yeah
goth.
Yeah, also
this
we heard
goth.
A little bit of it.
I didn't actually hear it. It is talking. So.
And just knowing Jander from the Discord, mm-hmm. I would assume it was goth, even
maybe,
without seeing the artwork.
Maybe he's throwing us a curveball. No. All right, we all unanimously said goth. Goth, correct? Not golf.
Well, so what is the Monster Mash considered? Is that goth music?
That's the original goth. It's the goth pioneer.
Okay.
The
goth pioneer music.
It caught on in a flash.
It's just a mesh. The Monster Mash. Scared of the dark now, once you all. It's been that way since that first fall. Terrified and we still can't see this nether world where one makes three. Talk of salt and mercury. In the dark of night, hold it true.
All right, we're out of.
Thank you, Darren.
Turn it over to our panel. Sydney, what did you think of The Shroud?
I can't help but think of, was it Chris Kattan and Molly Shannon that played the goth kids on SNL?
Yes, yes.
That recurring sketch? This just seems like this would be the band, like the house band for that sketch. And so I can't take it seriously. It's just, it's so lo-fi. It just sounds like it was recorded at like a mall recording studio. And I don't know. It's just very like, look at how goth I am. But like, there's not really much to it beyond that. So I'm going to have to trash it. But the comedy value, I thrash.
Now, Rob, I have to ask you, I'm going to go to you next. But first, can you, you advance the video a little bit? Because that Kmart silhouette fade is really bothering me. Okay, thank you. Just leave it right there. All right. Now, Rob, what did you think of The Shroud?
When the vocals kicked in, it kind of took it down a notch for me.
Can we also point out that at this still shot, one of the members of the band is wearing a beret?
That's okay.
Does that make you want to thrash?
I'm pro beret. Yeah.
You
want
to change your voice?
No, I'm locking in that trash.
Oh, okay, still a trash. Rob?
I'm pro beret, but it just sounds like any fucking Cure, Joy Division type knockoff, sort of with a girl singing. So I wasn't too impressed by it. I mean, like, who am I to fucking, like, it's your art, live your art, The Shroud. I just don't want to hear it. I trash it.
I think this is the point of this game. This is our job, to have an opinion about this stuff.
What about you, Darren?
Me? I'm just, go ahead.
I think I really, I mean, 100% agree with both of you, but I also think one thing I would add is that I feel even for a goth, like, there are, you know, some goth bands that aren't terrible, but this is like, it's just so pretentious. It's like, you can do goth and be artistic and have decent lyrics, you know what I mean? And this is just very navel-gazing, I thought. Yeah. And I'm a big lyrics guy. Like, lyrics matter to me. That's a big reason why I'm not a big fan of most bands that use the growl vocals, because I want to hear what the fuck you're saying. So if the lyrics are bad, it's a big turn-off. So I'm going to majorly thrash this.
Ooh. Oh,
ooh, controversial.
I'm locked into my first answer. I trash it.
All right. I have a crazy urge to go to the mall and go shopping at Spencer's Gifts and Claire's. And because I have that urge, I'm going to have to trash it.
That's going to lead you to a thrash.
No, I don't want. Who wants to go to the mall right now? Waste money in those cheap jewelry stores.
Or just
but,
go to free Russia. At all. Get, and with everyone roaming around with no mask on.
But I will say that it's a little disappointing because I feel like the woman who sings in this band has a really good voice, but it's just kind of like blah singing. Like, I feel like there's a lot more potential there to just like blurt something out.
Do we want to check one of their other songs to see if maybe it's better?
No.
We good?
One.
Well, I will say the next song does have 45,000 views, whereas this one only has 2,000 views.
You know, I'm a little conflicted because this band is from 2013, and I feel like maybe in 2013 this was a little bit more ordinary in the goth scene or something. I don't know.
No.
Anyway.
No. Okay.
Then we have Shorty McShort Shorts. He recommends a metal cover of If You're Happy and You Know It.
Oh, I know this guy. Does this count? Because this guy is like a YouTuber.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. This doesn't count.
Yeah,
no.
He signed to YouTube, so we can't play that. That doesn't count.
Get the fuck out of here. Sorry. Sorry,
he's
Shorty.
He's a major YouTuber.
Okay. Then we have Matthew S. with the band is Her Last Sight, which follows the, it's immediately, I mean, we already heard a little sampling, but you already know what the band is going to sound like just from the name. I didn't even have to hear that 3 seconds.
I could have assumed it was also goth from the name.
Oh, no, I just assumed metalcore.
Could be goth or metalcore.
Mm. Could be gothcore. We don't know.
Oh, I thought maybe power metal?
Well, let's see.
Oh,
like a welcome video.
Sure, I mean, it's just they have lights.
Okay, a lot of these don't. So what?
The editing is pretty, could be faster. And you don't even see them, or...
That's a good point. I guess I judged too early. They don't have enough light.
This is like that battle scene in the last season of Game of Thrones. No idea what's going on.
That was an artistic choice that went badly. This is just filmed in a closet.
Yeah.
Oh, I was waiting for this.
Is that Ricky Martin on vocals?
He wishes.
Imagine if he just decided to try that out for one album.
This is, I guess I started.
Oh, breakdown.
Oh, you want to hear the breakdown?
It's okay. All right. That's enough.
Yeah. I guess I'll lead off this one. I'm just so, like, so many of these bands, I mean, maybe it's because I'm an old fogey or whatever, but they just sound identical to me. And it's just that thing, dah, 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 and then like, harmonizing part, we're going to harmonize together. And then it's, dah, dah, dah. It's so fucking, I'm so tired of it. Like, vary it up. Do something fucking different. Like, how are you not embarrassed to do the same shit that every single other band is doing? You know what I mean? I know it's not, like, a lot of times people send these things in, and it's like something I'm not, a genre I don't really listen to. Like, the first thing we just listened to. That's not my thing, you know, but I liked it. Like, I can go outside my frame of reference, but I hear this and I just fucking turn right off like a light switch. Terrible, terrible, awful. Trash.
I'll go next.
Go ahead. What do you think of her last fight?
Well, Darren, I will say your instincts are very correct. In a way, I want to say it's a little refreshing because nowadays most bands just try to copy like more genty stuff.
This is like a throwback almost.
Whereas like 7 years ago in my inbox, every band was this. And I have to say nothing like, you know, I get requests for features and premieres all the time and nothing will get me click off faster than
this is the part where we sing really good melody.
I just don't let it, like, it's definitely an age thing because I know I feel like people younger than us are don't have that turn off. Because there's plenty of bands that are huge that do that, and I can't get past it.
Yeah. It's not even it's not the specifics of what they're doing. It's that every single band does exactly the same template.
Yeah.
And the other thing is it sort of ignores what makes either of those kinds of singing good.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, look, I can do both.
Right. And ultimately, they can't do either, actually.
Yeah.
They can't, if they focused on one or the other. Maybe they could be decent at either, but they can't.
Yeah.
And the thing about, like, this just, it's very derivative. There is nothing, like, it's just, you know, third, like, it's like metalcore was inspired by essentially, like, you know, Swedish death metal riffs. And then, like, this is now, like, three derivatives of that. Like, it's so far, and it's just, no. 100% trash.
Can I go next?
What do you think of her last sight?
Cut out. Is it me or Sid?
Well, don't know. I'm picking you. I'm the host today.
Oh, it cut out. I didn't hear what name you said.
Sorry, Noah.
We both have short names.
Let's turn it over to Noah.
So, I am kind of a sucker for these metalcore bands, mm-hmm. and I have to say that although I do get where Rob is coming from, where it's just like it's just oversaturated there was something about this band that didn't seem so punishing as the oversaturated, like the bands that contribute to the oversaturation. Mm-hmm. I thought the vocals were really good. I can't, you know, I'm sorry, but like, I love
Don't
the
apologize.
Pointy guitars and the open shirts and like all of that works for me. I thought the breakdown part was not annoying or anything. I thought it all kind of sounded really good together. And I definitely thrash it.
We're supposed to have different opinions.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I think I thought the breakdown was on the more tolerable end of everything in the song. The instrumentals were fine. It's the vocals really just killed it for me.
And I don't mind when bands go from like rough to singing, as long as the singing part sounds good. And I thought it sounded really good in this band.
I don't mind that they
like a little emotion in there.
So much as they do it according to the exact same blueprint as 9,005 other bands.
Yeah, that's the issue for me too.
Yeah.
All right, Sid.
All right.
No problem,
anything to
me.
Add?
I miss the days when it was just Finch, that they were the only band that did this. Remember Finch? Anyways, yeah, it's too cookie cutter. It's just not for me. Like the music, the instrumentation, everything. It's not like they're bad at their instruments or they don't know what they're doing. It's a very good copy of something that's been done 5,000 times, and it's just not for me. So I trash it. It's not like garbage. It's just not for Sid. NFS.
No. No winners today. Let's find a winner.
We have one last one.
How
from
many?
Josh. Okay, this seems a little different, but let's see.
You okay, Rob?
Yeah, this is called Spit in Her Butt by Legendary Lehman.
I think
maybe
it's
Legendary.
More whammers. She like it when I spit in her butt. She like it when I spit in her butt. She like it when I spit in her butt. She like it when I spit in her butt. She like it when I spit in her butt. She like it when I spit in her butt. She like it when I spit in her butt. She like it when I spit in her butt. She like it when I spit in her butt. I still wanna eat Trina butt.
Better.
Still wanna eat Kaya butt.
My neck.
Megan Thee Stallion, let me eat the butt.
Let me.
Bitch so fine, might let her fart.
Where?
In my face.
What you say?
Bitch so fine, I might let her fart.
Where?
In my face.
What it smell like?
It smell like money. What it smell like? Smell like money. Still want a nut on Nicki tummy.
On her tummy.
I still want a nut on Nicki tummy.
On her tummy.
I still want to fuck your favorite grandma. Grandma boo and your auntie. I do believe. I be fucking sisters and best friends.
Ram.
Legendary Lee. She like.
All right.
Oh, why did you stop that? I wanted to see
1 minute.
Head.
That's the rules of the game.
Noah's the only one who hasn't gone first. Noah, what did you think of Legendary Lee Man spitting her butt?
You know what? I like the content of the song up until he, like, made it about a grandma and mom that I was
I
no longer.
I don't think it's his, though. His grandma.
Well, just, like, I just don't want those people brought up when I'm thinking of butt play.
Oh, so grandmas can't have butt play? They can't enjoy themselves?
She doesn't want to think of her as a grandma, I'm assuming, right?
No, I just don't want to have to think of my grandma when I'm trying to visualize the contents of the song.
Where do you think you get your love of butt play from? It's from Grandma Noah, 100%. She was into that. She was a freak.
Yeah, it passes down a generation.
That's right.
You're right. So, I don't know. It's silly, and I kind of wanted to like it, but I don't, so I trash it.
Sid!
I loved it. I thought it was hilarious, the Kaya shout-out. You had me at the Kaya shout-out. That was it. Like, I'm sold. It's very lo-fi, and I could criticize that, but I don't know. It was very funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I thrash.
All right. Rob.
I feel like this song had a job to do, and it did what it set out to do. And I like butts. Sometimes you got to spin the butt. So, yeah, I thrash it.
I'm going to start with the positives. This is a very funny song. It's a very good concept. It's pro-sex. It's sex positive.
Sex pause.
It's inclusive. Includes grandmothers and mothers. Anyone can have you spit in their butt. Negatives. It's not much of a song. It doesn't rhyme. I'm not spitting bars here. There's not a lot of talent. It's a guy who clearly came up with a good idea for a song, but isn't a musician.
He also has a good microphone.
Yeah, it sounds good. I should have put that in the positives. Thank you, Noah. Yeah, that's another pro. But it's more of a podcast with a beat. And I don't think that's a song. I think it just falls short of the definition of what a song. It's entertaining, but it's not a song. If we're judging it as a song, I trash it. Fair enough.
Look at Rob's face.
He's personally offended.
I'm okay. I'm fine.
Don't really. I think you just woke up and just realized what we're doing here.
Are we?
It's like that
are
time
we,
my friend
also
fell asleep during an interview.
Oh, wasn't there something with Mike Francesa that we were talking about?
He was on
the scene of a Star Wars movie, not one.
He was on like Mad Dog show or something like that.
Oh.
There really wasn't much to.
Think Mike spits in Rose butt.
Oh yeah, he loves to spit in Rose butt. Say it five times in a row.
In a row, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a row. That's the episode title.
In a row, R-O.
I like
spit
it.
Five times in a row.
Well,
yes.
We also, you know, for longtime listeners of the show, we used to have a music break. Now we try not to have the music break in the show, but we still want to recommend music to you. So we started a Spotify playlist, which we're calling our Metal Injection Livecast Music Break. And every week, each one of us picks a song to share with you, the Livecast listener. And this week I picked Inhumane Harvest from Cannibal Corpse. I've been listening to their new album. It is very good, and I enjoy it very much. And I love Corpse Grinder, friend of the show, previous guest, and a total mensch. So I picked Cannibal Corpse. Then I'm going to assume, Darren, you picked the second song, Tina Turner.
Yeah, Tina Turner. I don't know what order they're in, but Tina Turner, the Acid Queen from The Who, but Tommy by The Who, because I love Tina Turner and I have a crush on her.
When I was a little kid in elementary school, I remember me and one of my friends would talk about how much we liked her armpits.
Really?
Very strange.
What?
I don't know why. She was always on TV, and she always she'd have her arms up, and you could see her armpits. And like as a little kid, that was like naughty. I like, ooh, we could see Tina Turner's armpits.
Like we could fuck those armpits.
Yeah.
You could almost see her puss most of the time too. Like
we weren't thinking that far ahead. We saw armpit. We were stimulated by the Tina Turner armpit.
She used to wear those skirts that would just barely covered her
see
lady parts.
Oh, she's stunning.
Beautiful.
She's still beautiful. Yeah.
Top notch pits.
Did you see the movie about her? Like when we were like much younger.
Angela Bassett.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's Love Got to Do with It?
Yes.
Great movie.
I remember seeing that as a young one. And I think that's how I learned
pit.
A young what, did you say, no?
A young one.
Here's some modern Tina Turner pit for you.
Still pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean, she's 72. She looks great for 72.
She
feels
definitely
great.
Moisturizes.
Daily Mail again.
Oh,
big.
Man. Got a second appearance here. Is that, how old is she? Isn't she way older than 72, though? She's like 80. This is old.
This is 2012, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's 82.
81.
Damn.
39. She was born before World War II started. Wow. That's how youthful she is that I don't think of that number being accurate.
Yeah.
Great voice.
Bless her heart.
Very talented. In addition to being beautiful.
So then we got Murphy's Law. I'm guessing that's it.
You know, I'm surprised I'm the only one who picked a 420 themed song today. I thought for sure that would be like everybody would think to do that. But yeah, Murphy's Law, the everybody's favorite party band of the New York hardcore scene. And it's a lead song for them that I like.
Did you ever hear Ludacrist?
Mm-hmm.
That's the, they're related to Murphy's Law in some way, right? I don't know, some members.
I think so. Thing. Murphy's Law has had like, it's like the lead singer, Jimmy Gestapo, and then the rest of the band changes constantly. So I'm assuming there's some crossover for sure. Ludacris is from Long Island, right?
I thought Brooklyn, but maybe I'm wrong.
Could be both.
This Party Sucks. That's the hit that I remember.
Was he, maybe even Jimmy Gestapo was in that band before Murphy's Law?
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was like a side project, a little, like not just a guy was in one and the other.
Okay.
But like,
it's possible. But yeah, they're fun.
Noer?
I picked the song Albatross by Corrosion of Conformity.
Great song.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs. And I feel like that's like a good stoner song. You can get high and listen to it and like it. Or not get high and like it.
Sure. It's just a good song.
I choose to get high. By the way, I want to mention something to my fellow stoners. If you have a bong, highly recommend investing in one of these guys, an ash catcher. It's like an extra filtration system. So all the ash comes over here as opposed to over here. And then it's
gotta,
a much smoother pull.
You got to watch your ash.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Treat yourself to an ash catcher and a nice bong. Get a nice bong like this. Do it.
Be all careful right. Where you put that ash catcher. I mean ash catcher.
Spitting it.
Yeah, spit on that.
I like it.
Have fun.
Thanks to everyone who submitted links to Thrasher Trash It.
Yeah, you're all losers, but we love you anyway.
That was great contributions to the show.
Yeah.
What do you want?
It's always such a relief when we don't have a winner.
Why is that?
Because then I don't have to worry about, like, is Rob sending out the prize? And I have to follow up in a few months because I forgot to ask him. It's a whole thing. It's like responsibility avoidance.
It's very stressful for Sid.
Is that really why you just trash everything? And just so you don't have to
No.
I think Sid is honest.
The only time it would come into play is if, like, I was the fourth one to go and the three of you thrashed something. And then I would consider, should I trash it specifically to avoid having a winner? But that didn't come up this time, so that's good.
We're going to have to go through old shows and see if Sid only thrashes things after someone else has trashed something.
I was going to say, from now on in the future, Sid could never go last on these. Now we know.
Sid just has to go first. Always.
Fine.
He could just trash everything and ensure that he'll never have to fail anything.
Ah, that's fair.
Wild card. You don't even know. Can't pin me down.
I got to say, to the other two of you, though, if he ever thrashes something, we're duty bound to thrash everything now, just whether we like it or not.
Oh, all of a sudden, these guys have the similar music taste to me. How interesting.
I have to keep my integrity.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
Fine. Jerk.
Only be honest here.
Okay, Rob, are you too high to read the Patreon names?
Maybe. But I do want to mention, though, that if you like what you hear, and you want to give us a little extra tip and get a little shout out at the end of the show, you can be a top Livecast fan. It is our $10 Patreon tier. Our entry level tier is $5. That gives you access to the bonus episodes, the video versions. The $10 tier gets you all that, a little yawn from me, and a shout out at the end of the show.
Lil Yon was Rob's rap name in high school.
It definitely was. That's accurate.
His rap name right now.
I could really use a nap. A little nap.
I couldn't tell at all.
My name right now. All right, here we go with the shout outs.
Why don't you do it like if these live cast fans were a strain of weed? Strain of weed they would be. Too much?
Or just like,
are you kidding me right now? I'm like
an indica or a sativa.
You can't fucking like even see the screen to say the name.
Or like, okay, all of these are going to be new.
Now, for each name, create a calculus formula. That's what you basically said to me right there. Like, chill, bro, chill.
Okay, these are all going to be strains of weed that Rob will be smoking later.
Okay.
And then you just read their
Eric is definitely more of a sativa. I'll do sativa or indica.
Yeah.
Rob Ganoush, a.k.a. Justin. Rob Ganoush sounds like Kush. Going to go more of an indica. Benjamin says the full thing instead of Ben. Sounds like more of a sativa guy. El Deuterino, that's an indica. Dan R, it's hard to pin down. Dan R sounds to me like he's a hybrid. Mindy Mayer's Kippa, this sounds like one of those bomb-ass indicas that, like, will put you on your ass. This is what you want to smoke right before watching Godzilla vs. Kong, which I watch, and you can only enjoy if you're stoned. But I will say, though, quick aside, in terms of, like, dumb popcorn film, it did its job. And it doesn't make you wait 90 minutes for Godzilla and Kong to fight. Like, some of these action thrillers would. Like, the fighting happens like 20 minutes in, if even. They
would
get
you
to
call Godzilla versus Kong an action thriller? Is that your classification for that movie?
No, it's just an action. It's just like a popcorn action film. Hmm. Movie, not a film. Okay, then we have
Godzilla was working at a school and King Kong was stalking him or something. Cops get involved.
It's good, it's good.
I saw it. I think we should do a panel discussion about that movie. It's got a lot of things to riff on.
All right. I kind of passed that halfway through, though, so I'd have to rewatch it. But all right. Croc Destroyer, that's an indica. Samothy, Iamothy, Iizothy, that's like a strain that, like, the weed dispensary would see and be like, no, that's too silly.
Too wordy?
No, too wordy. So Jander, that seems like a reliable sativa. Chasseur Sassoussitz, absolutely an indica. The Crustacean Sensation, a.k.a. Godstopper. Godstopper sounds like a bomb-ass indica. Ash Bosholoff sounds a lot like Jack Herrera, so that's a sativa. Dallas, maybe like a Dallas Kush. You know what I'm talking about? A little indica. Rob of Vampiro, that's an indica. Hugo likes tacos. Getting me hungry. That's after the weed.
That's the munchies.
Yeah. I'll do an indica. Indicas are more munchy-esque. Lando Danks, that's a sativa. Perilous Patches, definite indica. Scooby-Doo 182, sounds like a hybrid. Douglas, Who Are You, Levison, definitely sativa. Very paranoid, very high-strung. That's like one of those really strong sativas where you're just like, whoa, I can't handle, like, this is not fun. So that's what
funny.
Douglas, Who Are You, Levison is. So those are our top LiveCast fans as types of marijuana, not necessarily strain. They're the strain. The strain itself is the name.
The strain is you getting through that list.
Straining to stay awake.
It's worth it just for that joke.
I've known you 20 years, and I don't think I've ever seen you this high before.
It's not that I'm this high. I'm just tired. I did a lot of exercise today.
Good.
I woke up at 5:30.
Gross.
I was at the gym at 7.
Good. Then you are forgiven.
Yeah. So I just need to go to bed. It honestly almost is my bedtime. I'm just going to bed at like 9:30. I feel so old. 9:30, 10, I'm like, done. And we're done.
Yeah.
Like our friendship?
No.
No, just this episode.
Are you breaking
we'll be
up
back
with us?
No, never.
Oh, my God.
No. Why would you say that?
You're just paranoid, man. You smoke too much weed, man.
Whoa. Did you hear that? Who said that? All right. We're going to get out of here. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yay.
That was good.
So
I think that should be a clip. Which... getting through that list was straining or something, if it's possible. Not the whole readout, but just maybe like the last couple of names or something. Just depends on the timing.
And then also maybe the Def Leppard abs, the Cuomo hands.
Oh, his penis.
Darren, yeah, your rant about the metalcore bands was really funny. We could just pull that out to advertise Thrash or to trash it.
I think that's good.
Well, hold on. With Def Leppard abs, the Cuomo hands, and what else? Thrash.
When we did the metalcore band?
Yeah, I got
what you said about it. Just like the...
Or maybe we cut out Cuomo hands. Maybe that's too, like, regional.
I don't know. I mean, it's just because it was a strong visual element to it where we...
Oh, right, the penis.
The dick thumb.
Oh, yeah, the penis. Yeah, no. That's, okay. Yeah, that's good.
All right, so maybe not use the strain joke if you have to cut one of those. You found that was funny.
For you, then?
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
I'll send
you... See
you
all next week.
The stuff. I'm sorry. I really shouldn't have smoked because that's just like...
Oh, I wish
it was
on air. We're recording you. Let the listeners know.
Like,
you're not a real podcast.
It knocked me out. It definitely knocked me out. So sorry about that. But yeah, I'll send everything right now.
It gave us content for the show.
Yeah, it became a show topic, definitely. All right.
Okay, bye.
See you guys later.